It's the 2nd of October. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. The chairman of Real Bedford Football Club, Peter McCormack, is being penalised for violating Section E3.1 of the Football Association Code. The violation refers to a controversial image which was shown on a matchday programme where McCormack, who is the team's co-owner, is seen holding an assault rifle. Section E3.1 guards against bringing the game into dispute. Mr McCormack has responded by invoking the European Convention on Human Rights Article 10 clause, which protects the freedom of expression. He believes the charge is unjustified, that personal expression is now under attack and the image is a representation of free speech and the right to provoke thought, not an endorsement of violence. Track flooding across the Bedford to Bletchley Marston Vale line has been cleared and the train route has now been fully reopened following 7 days of suspended service. Network Rail has voiced a commitment to future flooding prevention measures. Improvements to signs warning cyclists to dismount within Bedford Town Centre during business hours may be needed, according to a number of borough councillors. Pedestrians believe enforcement ensures safety, while cyclists think biking is better fitness and environmental option, and they should be properly warned before being ticketed. Councillor Caroline White said, "We need to make it a safe zone for pedestrians, but then it's also our responsibility to be putting better signage." A cultural festival marking the 64th anniversary of Nigeria's independence took place in Luton over the weekend. Festival organiser Joshua Chukwu, one of many from the Nigeria Bedfordshire group, said that the event brought everybody together and was a celebration of Nigerian resilience. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.
Working from home has its advantages and disadvantages. Those same four walls, not to mention your co-workers. Familiar. Provident House in Harper Street, Bedford has everything you need to run your business away from home. It's friendly, fun, quirky, inspiring and creative, with meeting rooms, hot desks, serviced offices, virtual mailboxes, free Wi-Fi and tea and coffee on tap. The only downside is explaining to your co-worker why you're leaving. To see what you're missing, visit www.provident.house.